Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. Today is September 12, 2016. Normally on Mondays, I talk to the people of St. Louis or discuss and highlight the issues of St. Louis. Today I'm going to veer a little bit from that, and I don't know where this conversation is going to take me. If anybody does want to call in, please do. The phone number is 718-717-8296. I actually want to talk about the Manhattan Project and who thought of this and why they thought of it. And this is the interesting thing for the people that are, quote, aware or, quote, educated. This conversation might seem simplistic or, oh, you're just barely getting started. And true, guess what? There are millions and millions of Americans just like me who bought the program. Until maybe a decade ago, until actually 2011, until someone inside of our government perpetrated an attack. All of the pointers point to Dick Cheney and George Bush, all of them, and their whole little gang of treasonous criminals, and that's exactly how I'm going to refer to them. Condoleezza Rice should be in jail. Many of them. And the many of our elected, so-called elected officials keeping their trap shut. They're afraid they're going to go to jail or they'll get killed. God forbid they do something for our country rather than just get rich. The Manhattan Project is at the heart of what is wrong with this country, folks. 2011 perpetrated and knocked off the day that they just moved on. We are in a perpetual state of war, if we hadn't noticed. Our police officers are ex-soldiers who expect us to give them military respect 100% of the time. Every single black person in this country, including women, is generally subjected to stop and frisk, prove that they don't have anything on them. At one point or other in their lives, if not frequently. When are we going to say something different? I have been quite resoundingly rejected by many of the people in St. Louis because I am frank with them and honest with them about what the heck? You're living right next door to a nuclear dump site. Move away. And you know what? Many people are moving away. Thank goodness. Thank goodness they're figuring out, getting their courage feet, figuring out where the heck else. And guess what? They're discovering when they go somewhere else, it's just as bad. For goodness sakes. It's just an incomprehensible state of affairs that we find ourselves today. I don't know about you, but I'm disappointed in America. Donald Trump saying, make America great again. That's for all the people who want to buy the lie that America was great. Our attitude is great. We have a beautiful spirit. We're a loving, kind people. Yes, we are generous. We put a lot of money out for other people. We put a lot of money out killing other people. That's why Congress guiltily approves putting out a lot of money to help other people. Because we destroy the infrastructures and the systems that allow those people who are now starving to actually make a living. You know, we have actually started a system that really desperately is broken. We feed our military like nobody's business, and we fund contributions. The Clinton Foundation is a perfect example. The harm they perpetrate is incomprehensible. And yet, many people now are saying that, you know, if we close the Clinton Foundation, we're going to get hurt. It's the same thing with the Manhattan Project, folks. People don't want to move away from St. Louis, and I'm sorry, these people in St. Louis, they have a burning nuclear dump site. That's the only reason they know about it, because it was on fire. If it hadn't have gone on fire, would many people have known about it? Look what Larry Bergen said about the nuclear dump site in his area. Completely uncovered. They, at least in Westlake, they covered it up with dirt. In Indiana, if you heard last week, Larry Bergen said, oh no, they just dumped the, I think it was plutonium right there, the uranium right there, just boom. The little town, all the food. That's why he's going to win his disability case. He gets to go on disability. This is how corrupt the government is. Our government is fighting to help people that they have poisoned, Americans. And we expect them to care about the children in Yemen as we keep funding a military that is just told us, oh, we can't find, what is it, trillions of dollars? Oops, an $11 trillion hole. Imagine if we told that to our landlords. Sorry, but we found an $11 trillion hole. Someone's going to give us money in a week. And guess what? They always get money in a week, and it comes from us. And if we stop that system, we harm a lot of other people. Under the auspices of the Manhattan Project, three main research and production facilities were established at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, at Hanford, Washington, and at Los Alamos, New Mexico. This is from a website called nuclearfiles.org, Project for the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation. Now, I do not know the website. The information looked good. I do not know the people, but it gives us the basics. How is it that we wanted to bring them in to avoid the nuclear bomb if we knew that that's where Hitler was going? Why didn't we just want to decimate those people? Look what has happened to our country. The Manhattan Project is at the root, in my belief, of what happened in 2011. We have a country that is out of control, folks. And I'm sorry I offend people in St. Louis when I say that. Because I know many of the people work for the chemical producers and for the people that build the airplanes and work for the military and believe our... And this is the fact. Our people are good people. We send them off to war, and you know what? They just become crazed lunatics. That's what war does. And you want to pretend that war is some glorified thing to protect the homeland? Right now, we're not even using people to kill people. We use drones. We just use machines, drive over, drop bombs, hope the target, hope those people down there who we're dropping the bombs are who we think with they are. And I'm sorry if there are around 50 members of their family, everybody around them gets killed. I don't agree with that, honestly. People deserve life. People deserve a good life. We deserve our earth. We deserve our water. Why do we have to keep ignoring the Manhattan Project? All the details of the Manhattan Project. Hanford's out of control. Los Alamos, New Mexico, out of control. The Oak Ridge, Tennessee, Every place where they have nuclear waste out of control. People are sick and dying. Every person in our government will say, no, we need nuclear energy. If you don't, you get drummed out of Congress. Why is that? The 90% rule, that's why. John Goffman was right. Completely 100% correct. He studied how the U.S. government studied the Japanese people. At the end of his conclusion, he said, they basically underreport the negative effects of radiation by 90% and systematically deny that radiation causes harm until they absolutely have to. There's an old book I bought called The Anti-Nuclear Handbook. And it was made by Stephen Crowell and Kianders. And it is a drawing book that I would suggest anybody who is out there who wants to look at how people used to look at this. This is what stopped the movement. So many people were talking about it. No, no, no. There's one with a picture. This could be us today, folks. It's a three-window cartoon. The first one is the Statue of Liberty in a cartoonized version with a cigar coming out of its mouth and the sun looking away, sort of doubtful, over New York City. And so the sun is talking to the Statue of Liberty, and he says, so they don't automatically lead to a better social structure? And then the Statue of Liberty, which has the GM symbol on her chest, says, no, everything depends on the political and economic structure. And far away the birds are thinking. But they are far more promising than hard technologies. People have got to start thinking outside of the box, folks. We have to figure out a different way. That's why I appreciate this radio show, this radio station. We get to have a different venue. I cannot understand how the people of St. Louis, like Larry Bergen last week discussed how the people of St. Louis chose not to lawyer up. They wanted to get the government to do their duty. And they have actually faithfully done what they're supposed to do. I mean, they are really forcing them to take some actions, except the government can drag its feet. All the meantime, your kids are dying. And our country's getting exposed. This is a national emergency in St. Louis, far greater than 9/11. How anybody in St. Louis or anyone who lives near there cannot understand that is beyond my comprehension. Far greater. How many more people have died in St. Louis as the result of, and people who have never going to be born? What about that? I mean, it's incomprehensible. The Manhattan Project, why did they do it? Because they were afraid that Hitler was going to get the bomb? Is it really that simple? And ever since then, they've decided to pollute everything on the planet? Does that even make sense? I mean, I don't have the answers, but at some point, we have got to start asking the right questions. That's what Donna Gilmore said. Donna Gilmore from San Onofre Safety. I mean, she actually is going to come talk to us again. She spoke with us last Wednesday. This is how she found out that the containers were only a half an inch thick. She started asking the right questions. She went, oh, are you kidding me? The containers are only a half an inch thick? And do you know what? Most of our elected officials don't even know. And they believe the Union of Concerned Scientists, I think his name is, I don't want to say the wrong name. Anyways, there's a sign, Dave Lockbaum, I believe that's his name, is Dave Lockbaum from the Union of Concerned Scientists. You can Google it. Here, I'll Google it and see if that's his name. See if that's the right person, the right association, but I believe that is his name. Dave Lockbaum, Lochbaum, Union of Concerned Scientists. Yes, that was correct. He actually, his recommendation to the NRC is that the thin canisters are safer because they're less heavy and they're less likely to be dropped, because that is a big concern. Who cares if they start leaking in 20 years? Who cares that if they start to leak, nobody can go in there and start examining anything at all anymore? That's why we have leaking nuclear power facilities all over the country, Mr. Dave Lochbaum, and you know it. And yet he is being paid to lie through his teeth. My guess is the guy's going to die of an early heart attack because the anxiety of knowing he's lying combined with the increased effects of radiation exposure from Fukushima at the very least, and most likely near the nuclear power plant near him, will cause him to have a heart attack early. We're going to see a spike in heart attacks, folks. People need to, this is not like, oh, the Illuminati's coming or Agenda 21's coming or whatever you want to label it. It's happening. The Manhattan Project set off 9/11, and it has caused far more death. It's unbelievable. When are we going to honor the people who die in our country with celebrating life? When? When are we going to demand our country stop being a military war machine? It has to end. It's not about your right to guns. And we do not have to give our police officers military respect. No. We have to treat everyone with respect. Period. Simple respect. If they treated everyone with respect, we wouldn't see videos of a cop grabbing a 15-year-old, a female 15-year-old, by her hair and rattling her around like a little doll before he slams her face to the floor. And why is he disrespecting her? Maybe because she's black? Have we seen videos of them grabbing white girls by the hair, rattling them like a little doll? No. No, we have not, folks. In fact, we see videos of young men allegedly taking girls to a room to be raped, getting off for good behavior because we don't want their college career ruined. Why? Could it be that they're white? I don't know. I'm digressing, but you know what? Race is a factor in St. Louis. That's why we heard it on this radio show. I asked Don, why didn't you guys become more public? It seemed to me about the same time. Like, it was about the same time. About the same time that St. Louis became aware of the burning nuclear fuel, the severity of it, when the school started sending home notes saying, in the event of a nuclear meltdown, we're keeping your children here. They're like, what are you talking about? A nuclear emergency. I mean, it's just incomprehensible. People need to go to, here, we'll also Google that just so I make sure I get the name of it right. Well, the Facebook page is STL Moms and or Clearwater Creek, just the facts, although they're two different families. STL Moms. STL Moms. Here they are. Rad Waste Legacy. STL Moms Facebook page. And STL Moms, RadWasteLegacy.com. Let me see if that's the page that I know. Yes, it is. It says Just Moms STL. But the way it reads, and this is why I wanted to go to the page, is the way it reads when you put it into the Google's bar is STL Rad Waste Legacy.com. STL Rad Waste Legacy.com. I encourage every person who hears this radio show, including Gina McCarthy and their little minions who are spying on us, and Bill Gates who's spying on us, and all the people who think that we are, quote, radicals, and they have a justification for the government to listen to every conversation that everybody in this country has and to refuse to discuss what is on the front page of the Just Moms STL, a nonprofit organization. of people, and it is a .com, so let's get clear. It's a nonprofit, but they haven't had the ability to get into a professional nonprofit, probably nor the desire to deal with the financial headache. But if you contribute to their page, it helps these families get these moms to the places they need to go. So I personally am not one who argues about, oh, they're using money, blah, blah, whatever. These women are giving up family time. Their husbands are making the extra effort. Their children are missing their mothers to save the communities around St. Louis and in St. Louis. And if the people who are right next door to St. Louis don't think, like in Ferguson, Missouri, don't think that this affects you, believe you me, it does. And as Larry Bergen said last week on Monday, this is a color issue. He discussed it very briefly. I got us off track, but the next time he's on, I want to have him talk more about that. But the areas that the government did put the rad waste in, the rural areas where it was really the black population, it's grown. We cannot ignore this. It's part of it. It's part of the legacy of it all. They have done the same exact thing to the people on the Northwest. They dumped all the waste on the Native American lands. Let that sink in, folks. Where we're stopping the DPL, at least on the Native American lands, they just covered it with uranium. So the Native Americans didn't. And what they have seen, we saw a woman at the Helen Caldicott Symposium. When Helen Caldicott was in St. Louis, she stood up. She said, wow, we're surprised. We did not know people on the outside were having problems. The language that she said was very unique. We did not know people on the outside were having the same problems. Now, they have been handling it for years and years. The harm that nuclear causes is a discussion we are not having on our planet. We blame everything else. But why the Manhattan Project? Go to the St. Louis West Landfill. It is directly from the Manhattan Project. This same stuff is up in Hanford, and people cannot live within 15 miles of it. Westlake Landfill contains some of the most toxic radionuclides, harmful even in microscopic amounts. I am reading directly from their page. These include thorium-230, radium-223, uranium-235, proactinium-231, actinium-227, lead-210 that will remain active for hundreds to thousands of years. Oh my God. They have a pie chart right beneath this conversation of thorium when they cut out the radioactive landfill sample. And on a pie chart, I would say thorium-230 is approximately maybe 3/5 of the pie. It looks like, 5/6 of the pie. Almost the whole sample is thorium-230, people. No wonder Dr. Helen Caldicott said this place should be evacuated. They're out of their ever-loving mind. They need to go. The government is crazy. Not the people are crazy, but the government's crazy. They should be evacuating these people immediately. And because I concur with Dr. Caldicott, and I completely agree, and I'm just shocked. I think I have a hard time getting people coming on my radio show. I mean, people have to live there, and they're taking the political thing. You know, we had Byron DeLeer on our radio show prior to him running for election. The thing is, we have to understand the politics of how people get elected and why people get elected. People go into things with a good heart and an interest of being in business, because government is business. This is how it works in America, and I don't think it's wrong to discuss that. What is wrong in our country is people get into business and keep their trap shuts about the harm they're doing. It's if you want to make billions of dollars, go right ahead, but you cannot do it at the expense of all life on the planet. Thorium-230 kills people, folks. I mean, it is just not even a question. I'm going to give out the phone number. If anybody in St. Louis or anybody wants to talk to me about this issue, please do. The number is 718-717-8296. You're listening to Lonnie Clark, the Age of Fission radio show. Today is September 12, 2016. You know, I come to you with a heavy heart, not because yesterday was 9/11. To be honest, I come to you because today is my stepson's birthday, who passed away 2 weeks ago. Fortunately, he did not die of the negative effects of radiation. He died in a motorcycle accident on a motorcycle he loved, which is hard for all of us to take. He was 24 years old. But he lived in Boulder, which no doubt, and his family lives in Boulder, which no doubt many of them will have cancer, reproductive issues. Our lives have been dramatically changed by the Manhattan Project. The people of St. Louis really have shown me a lot of character about Americans. They believe in America. They believe in the American spirit. And I think that what we've seen with Americans standing up for Native Americans on the DAPL pipeline, Americans are outraged and have gone there. There was 4,000 people, all the Native Americans went there. And some activists got themselves together and went there. I don't know how many people. It's not being reported. Again, I mean, people get mad at me because I say we're living in the United Socialist States of America, but are we not? Yesterday was 9/11. And today I'm on a little minuscule radio station talking about St. Louis having a nuclear dump site that's on fire. The Westlake landfill has, I don't know, 5/6 of thorium, 230. It also, you know, thorium 232. Uranium, actinium. Two types of three types of radium. Radium 223, 224, 226. Wow. Thorium 230, uranium 234, 238, 235. Oh, and let's don't forget thorium 232 and 230. Proactinium 231, actinium 227. Wow. And our government, Miss Gina McCarthy, who considers herself as an environmentalist, she has the ability. People in our government have the ability to do this immediately under emergency acts to help the people of St. Louis. Our elected officials, we don't need Congress to fund it. How much money are we giving to the military? George Bush, after 9/11, ran an entire illegal war off the books. We had a budget, and then we had the Iraq War, which nobody really understood what the cost was because it was all secret and nobody could really know until after it was almost all over. And then when we added it up, we went, holy crap, okay, let's keep it off budget because it's way out of control. They were just footballing rolls of $100 bills, folks. You think that doesn't hurt us today? You think it didn't hurt the people of the Westlake landfill? Who in those days did not even know the absolute danger that they were in? To the extent that they do now, they couldn't figure it out. Nobody tells their neighbors all the misery they're going through. Oh yeah, she's sick. Nobody hears it. It wasn't until, honestly, I honestly have to say the people of Westlake Landfill and the people of Bridgeton and the members of St. Louis who have taken action and really said, wait a minute, look what's happened to our families. They got their brains together, got the dots together, got the charts together. They're forcing the government to do something. And what's the government going to do? They're going to study it for 15 years. That's what they just said. Oh, we're going to study it for 15 years. just like they studied it for 15 years in Redondo Beach. And that's why I had to move away from Redondo Beach. Every time I went into the water, I got sick. My feet itched like nobody's business if I walked in it, even after I stopped going in it. I mean, it was really toxic. Something was in it. And I did not discover what was in it until about, I don't know, maybe a month ago, after speaking with a health physicist from St. Louis who argued with me, who had the decency to give me a decent argument, who argued with me about that chemical pollution is a far greater risk to human health than nuclear pollution, because the chemical pollution is going to kill us first. It's going to knock us off first. So the DNA damage, it's a moot point. I went, wow, man. So I just incidentally went to the EPA and found this out. And they're doing the same thing to St. Louis. Okay, now that they've been forced to admit it, they're going to study it for 15 years. How many people is it going to kill? How many people has it killed? Way more than 9/11. Way more. And yet the idiocracy that's going on in America is just, it's absolutely, I think it fuels the anger. You know why? Because we're all gaslit. Because we're like battered wives. Like, we know. That's why we get these raging, out-of-control machines, anger fits. You know? I mean, and yet people like that because it feeds their anger. It makes you feel like, hell yeah. That was one of the reasons I like Kevin Lynch, right? He didn't hold back. He just said whatever he felt. You know? I mean, I think we're just sick of having to censor ourselves. And we're sick because we have a filter on all the time. The people of St. Louis are filtering themselves. I mean, I've actually stopped begging people to come on the radio show. Okay, you don't want to come on, fine. Every once in a while I'll ask someone to come on. Drew Kuhn will come on. The younger people will come on. But the older people are taking a government response, and the government is not happy. They don't like it that I played these radio stunts, that I called them up and called them and said, what are you going to do about it? And the reason is they can't talk about what they're going to do about it. Because logically speaking, the reason the St. Louis funding that is stuck in committee, the 4,100 in the House, the reason the bill is stuck there, because if it gets out of the House and gets passed, then they have to squirm and fight over who gets what. And the budget is being cut every year to deal with this stuff. Every year. There's not enough money anywhere, folks, to help people. But there's plenty of money to kill people in Afghanistan that we don't even know, that we think might be harming us. And why are they harming us? Because the CIA is causing havoc in their own country, in their governments, overthrowing people, fueling people that are revolutionaries and radicals, and feeding and training people. They train farmers to become murderers. It's barbaric. We have mercenaries on behalf of the United States. We train our soldiers to be killers and murderers. And then we wonder why they come back just like, what? They go over there. Why do you think Bergdahl ran? People have demonized that kid for running away. I'm going to stand up for him. And I don't mean to offend anybody. Again, here I am in St. Louis, but you want my opinion? St. Louis, Hanford, I mean, all of these places, every place, Los Alamitos, New Mexico, they all are in a horrible, horrible state of affairs. Los Alamitos, near Carlsbad, Carlsbad is where the WIP is, where the storage site, where they used to store our stuff. Now, since the WIP blew up a few years ago, all of the nuclear power stations, not some folks, every single nuclear power plant is storing its waste on site because they don't have a place to bring it. So every year we have a nuclear power station open, we have nuclear waste being added, not just stored, added and stored. We're building up. Boom, 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 boom. So we think that St. Louis is not our business. Let me tell you, wait, St. Louis is one of our only, America wants to ignore Fukushima, the world wants to ignore Fukushima, fine. Then look at the Fukushimas in your own backyard. You know, because it's an outrage. You know, we must, absolutely must decide that we care enough about our country and our people and our land and our earth. I don't know what we're going to do. Honestly, I do not have the answers. I do not have the answers. I mean, we did this little... I mean, it's a bit of a ridiculousness to protest on 9/11. We stood out with a Fukushima sign. People were like, what? I live streamed it. In St. Louis, there is far more damage than ever happened on 9/11. And it is ongoing. I venture to say in the last 5 years, far more people were sick and died than ever died on 9/11, including the people who died in the aftermath. I mean, we lost 3,000 people that day. But I'm just going to say, I don't know. We have got to end it, and we have to pay attention. EPA, save our children. The EPA is not going to save our children, folks. I asked this question, who recruited the Oppenheimer Foundation? The Oppenheimers, because they were Robert Oppenheimer and General R. Groves. They were the two that pushed through and created the whole nuclear weapons Manhattan Project without regard to life. There's a really excellent video called Half-Life. They have videos of these two men. These men look like lunatics in their eyes. And we are living their lunacy today. The unlikely pair. The Jess Moms STL has worked their rear ends off to make this an issue. And they are still doing it. They're still out there talking. And guess what? The nuclear waste, you should see the map. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources has. The way they have it cited on this picture is so outrageous. They have an area with the underground fire and the nuclear waste way far away from each other, which is absolutely a falsehood, because they are telling the residents of Westlake Landfill that they cannot determine, they cannot find a place where the fire, they don't call it an underground fire, it's called a smoldering event. They have an area where the smoldering event, they can't find an area where the smoldering event does not show radioactive substances. But they can't determine that the nuclear waste has reached it, because it could just have been from debris filling in there. They expect people to believe that, and people do believe it. Just like people believe 9/11 was perpetrated by some Muslims who hated America. No, folks. It wasn't done by them. Obviously, it was not done. Hate to burst your bubble. Like my friend, ex-friend, I lost a friend who told me, you just want to make everybody afraid by saying these things. I don't want to make people afraid. I want people to be aware of the facts. We're living... How do you believe that fascism happens with the consent of millions of people? That's what happens. It's not somebody comes in here like Kim Jong-un and, you know, like, oh, you can't, you know, North Korea just banned sarcasm. I'd be in jail in less than a day. I don't think I could stop it. Because this is just beyond control. I don't mean to be cold-hearted about it. The Bridgeton Landfill fire has been burning for 5 years and is now 1,000 feet from the nuclear waste. That's been updated to now less than 300 feet. County engineers just developed an emergency plan last year. That plan was only recently publicized after a local radio station obtained it. The underground smoldering, that's what they're calling the fire, has already advanced past two rows of interceptors. The plan states there is a potential for radioactive fallout to be released in the smoke plume and spread throughout the region, unquote. That's what's in the quote. There is a potential a potential for radioactive fallout to be released in the smoke plume and spread throughout the region, unquote. Clearly, there's nothing to worry about. That was courtesy of Cracked.com, October 20th, 2015. I am reading from the STL, Just Mom's STL Radwaste. This, to me, is just an incomprehensible state of affairs. Now, let me see. I'm going to go to the just the facts, please. Bridgeton. I'm going to Google that because that brings us to the other group in St. Louis that is where they did actually evacuate, I think it was over 220,000 tons of radioactive waste, but the people there are still living with the residual. It is not cleared up. So, you know, the Westlake landfill is where a small portion of that original Manhattan Project waste was sold and illegally dumped. So then we have the Clearwater Creek facts. Coldwater Creek is a separate group in St. Louis. Just to clarify you, I don't mean to be overly expressive here of how it fits, but it took me a while to comprehend that there's clearly two separate issues. And in fact, as I peel this onion, there are more issues. Like Larry Bergen, he lived across the river. He's getting a disability from having worked. He found, as he said last week on the radio show, he disclosed that across the river, some of this, the waste was there. They were processing it. When it was shut down, the machinery was ordered to be destroyed and sent away. They hired some day laborer, essentially, to cut it in half. He dumped it in two separate places. In Missouri, highly radioactive piece of machinery sitting out in an undisclosed place in Missouri. This is how sloppy it has all been, folks. So if we think that just because the EPA knows about Coldwater Creek or knows about Westlake, they don't know about a lot of it. So there is a second group called ColdwaterCreekFacts.com, and this is the group really that really, I mean, set the whole thing in motion. What they did really was they created a chart plot. They did an illness survey. They created 2015-14 health maps. They have their page is quite professional. These people were actually the people that actually began to see it. They were professionals. They are professionals. They were people who grew up there, and maybe some had lived there and some had moved away, reconciled on the internet and realized, hey, we're all sick, and developed this. This is fundamentally changed, and this is citizen activism at its best, to be honest. And it really shows government inaction at its worst, because we have a group of really awesome citizens who have done the legwork, saved the government billions potentially, because imagine what they would have done. 2015 health map shows autoimmune diseases, 448 reported cases, 184 reported cases of brain cancer and tumors, 1,993 reported cases of cancer, lupus 53 reported, multiple sclerosis 84, thyroid cancer and disease 315, all reported illnesses from survey respondents, 2,725 cases reported in 2015. That is stunning. You must go to Coldwater Creek Facts. .com. That's coldwatercreekfacts.com. And it will give you an incredible parcel of what has happened. Now, there has not been the same type of activity, the same type of setup for the Westlake landfill, or even for St. Charles, for other parts of St. Louis, frankly. And that has to do with the fact that these were neighbors who were living there, who were grew up to be doctors and scientists who knew how to create plot charts and do the work that got it done. Now, it could be done in other areas. Like, I would be curious to see in St. Louis where if Woodson Terrace, beyond that, Olivet, I'm looking at their map, Wellston, Crèvecoeur, I think that's what it's called, Earth City, beyond Westlake, how, if we created these plot charts, you know, that would be a very interesting thing to do in Portland. I should talk to Mimi Gurman, see if we could get something like that, or if they have done it. Wow, the time is 8:45. You're listening to Lonnie Clark on the Age of Fission radio show. Today is September 12th, 2016. And I'm discussing St. Louis, the fire that is going on at the Westlake landfill, the real complete lack of responsibility by this government regarding the Manhattan Project. Every project that has touched the hands of the Manhattan Project has just created a mess walking down the street. It doesn't even matter where you go. The three of them: Oak Ridge, Tennessee; Hanford, Washington; Los Alamos, New Mexico. Now, out of that, those are laboratories, but what happened is we have St. Louis's, where it came from Canada and it came from Africa. That's really where all the uranium came from. They had the highest, Canada had this highest form of uranium. They found the highest form in Canada, brought it there, had way more than they needed, and just left it and dumped it. And now people are getting sick. Seriously badly sick, and our government is refusing to take action and be responsible while we pour money into the military and insist that the whole world hates us. I mean, honestly, it's really, I don't know. I mean, am I going to resist the fact that Hillary Clinton fainted? Did she faint? My niece thinks that was all planned, that was just all fake. That was an intentional diversion from something else, from the names, from the people. Think about it. Nobody really listened to the names of the people after that. They were all talking about Hillary Clinton and what she was doing and how she was dragged off. Poor Hillary. She's going to have to come down off of her throne. St. Louis still has smoldering coming out of a hole. It is stinkier than ever. I'm going to go to their Facebook page. You should hear this, people. It is unbelievable. Nobody should have to live with this. This is, if you and I, if millions of Americans had to live with this, we couldn't, America would not even, if people knew what people in St. Louis had to deal with. This is why I just can't get over that Americans are really kept in the dark about this. So I'm just going to go to their page and look. Someone posted this morning, September 10th at 10:30 in the morning. Someone just moved my house into the landfill. It has never been this bad, and it is beyond words. This is the most extreme odor I have ever smelled before. Needless to say, it's the weekend. Reporting and calling on this one Monday morning. No one should ever be exposed to this, to any circumstances. Now, if it was me, I'd be parking on my congressman's door saying, you know what? You're going to move me and my family. I'm not living here. And if I was the only one in my neighborhood who got relocated, that's what I'd do. Because this, you should not be there. Her instincts is 100% right. It is full of not just smell. It is full of poison. You are being poisoned by the government. And that is exactly what happened. This, some screenshots from the administration record at library. Nice timeline through the years. Donna Clark posted this. From 1973, wow, all the way up 2005. Yeah, 2005 is the last one. Wow. Wow. In 2000, they presented a draft feasibility statement for evaluation of potential remedial option to ensure protection of human health and the environment and to assess each alternative in terms of evaluation. If they have a regard for human health, then they ought to really be moving people out of there, because that has no regard for human health. The fact that they absolutely just refuse to do anything is beyond comprehension. Okay. They actually have this on their West Lake landfill page. The EPA, the West Agency Review of Senate Bill 2306, Transfer of Authority. They actually have this where they say it's a email that got exposed that was from the EPA to each other. Thanks. What's FFA stand for? And that was sent from her cell phone. And that was to Nicole. This is they are actually talking about the Westlake landfill in this exposed email, in which they're saying don't release things under the FOIA Act, refuse to release things under the FOIA Act. So they're actually working to keep things and information from the people who have a legal right to it at the EPA. Here is something from September 10th. And this is something, and I see we have 10 minutes left, but this will tell you what the people of St. Louis have done and what they need to do just to get our government to pay attention. Donna Clark wrote this on the Westlake landfill page. If you are keeping a diary of your respiratory and other symptoms, the hourly area ray ground level peak SO2 readings or maximums just outside the landfill boundary were at 0.10 ppm 20 times in the first week of August. That's 100 ppb. August 6th was a bad day with 5 hourly peaks. None of these were downwind east. 11 were upwind, south of the flares. I did not get into the details of wind direction, but suffice it to say they were multidirectional. These readings were reported on a delayed basis, so to correlate your symptoms, you need to keep a daily diary. Then, when they are eventually posted several weeks later, we will have something real to look at in terms of being bothered by elevated SO2. So, that's all language I don't understand. So what does this mean? What's an SO2 reading? So I'm going to Google that. Don't we like the Googles, folks? I do, because the Googles helps us get us at least basic information. This is what I don't know about you, but what it really makes me mad that we have to know this. I mean, why does that have to be on our purview? Because of the freaking Manhattan Project. SO2 is a colorless, extremely irritating gas or liquid, SO2, used in many industrial processes, especially in the manufacture of sulfuric acid, and as a preservative, disinfectant, and bleach. It is also a hazardous pollutant resulting from burning fossil fuels or refining sulfide-containing ores. I guess that's what was used in... Now, what's this BPB? What does this mean? That is very interesting. I really don't think that's really right, that we need to know this, especially after the way we set things up. At least, I mean, am I just completely an American where I really believed our government was going to take care of us? Yes. Yes, and I think the people of St. Louis were too. I mean, we as Americans really believe that we were setting up a system where that's why we have these agencies, so they would look after to make sure these things don't happen. But what they did was they made sure that it happened and nobody knew about it. That's what they make sure happens. They let it all happen, but they just don't tell anybody. Okay, this is what PPB, that's what it means. Parts per billion parts per million. PPM is parts per million, and PPB is parts per billion. Well, let me see. I'm going to click on it and see what it says. Education.edu. Okay. Parts per million can also be expressed as what's even smaller. Yeah, it's parts per billion. Parts per billion is one part in 1 billion. So that's what we're taking. That's the parts per billion, and 0.10 ppm 20 times in the first week. That's 100 parts per billion. And do you know if you have, like, I think it's 1/16 of a parts per billion of plutonium, you can get cancer. We know that causes cancer. Now, the people of St. Louis, this is right from the Westlake landfill page. And we're just la 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 going along. Oh, the whole world stops for 9/11. No, well, right here in America, we have something far worse going on, way worse. Our Native American lands, they're not even talking about the harm for them. We don't even really know because they're their own nations. I mean, it's so outrageous. It is beyond comprehension, folks. What, how? The question is, what action does it take? What if we had millions of people in the street, will it make a difference? Could it make a difference? I mean, millions. We don't need tens or hundreds of thousands. We don't need the Occupy amounts of people. We need millions of people. We need people who are not afraid, who are willing to stand up and say, no. No, we're not going to do it. We're not going to let you pollute, and we're going to demand that the EPA, and no, we're not going to vote for you. We're not going to participate. I don't know what the answer is, but they have all the money, and they have all the power. I mean, for goodness sakes, they shroud Hillary Clinton as if she's the queen. It's so unbelievable. And while they're looking at her, and all of us are looking at her, we are not looking at the victims and the families of the victims, the kids, the people who said, sorry, Dad, we miss you, we love you. Our dad was taken away from us, our mom, our brother. And that happens every day with our tax dollars going on all around this world because we have mercenaries out there. While we're allowing people in St. Louis, in our own country, in little tiny towns all around the country from the Manhattan Project. And why do we allow the Manhattan Project to continue to be a secret organization? It has got to come out of the closet. And I think it's up to us. So, nobody called in. You had an opportunity, but it's out now. 8:58, we have about 45 seconds left. You've been listening to Lonnie Clark, the Age of Fission radio show. Today is Monday, September 12th. I report on St. Louis on Mondays. If I don't get activists to come on and talk to me, or people or citizens of St. Louis, I'm just going to continue to talk about the legacy of St. Louis and the legacy of the Manhattan Project and how our country is being systematically destroyed by the secrecy and the complicity of the Manhattan Project secrecy. And I really believe that we need to end it. Put your courage feet on. Take action in your own area. I guarantee you there is Manhattan Project waste in your area. So get engaged, get involved, take some action. Let's figure this out. Let's form some coalitions. Put your courage feet on, you guys. Thanks for listening.